This is Eye on the Experience Industry.
Eye on the Experience Industry here from Niagara University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. I'm Tom Burns, and our guest today is Carrie Hans Klauk, who is a 2005 alum of the College of Hospitality and has had a great, interesting career path. Carrie, thanks for welcome back to the campus. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you, let's talk a little bit about the program first. And you were in here, was not even a major, you were in the hospitality program with kind of a concentration in sport management. Is that how that worked back then?
Correct. Yep.
And the dean was Gary Pratzel. Tell me about just the development of that and then the different pieces, the 800 hours of work that you had to do and the things that, you know, led you to get your degree and maybe even open your eyes to some things that you wanted to do with your career.
Sure. Yeah. So thinking back 20 years, I believe I was the first class to graduate with the concentration of sports management. So it was fairly new. So there was a huge concentration on hospitality, event management, all this restaurant stuff that I was not interested at all. I actually left the program and was an English major for like my sophomore year because I was just over everything and couldn't wait to get into the sports programs, which I think was a 300 level course. So I finally came to my senses and went back. I was working at the Kiernan Center, the gym on campus, and it was a huge impact on me because I was also on the soccer team here, just working and seeing athletes and people working out and stuff. So I realized I needed to, that was my path here. So I went back into that program and I believe, I'm trying to think, it's just so long ago, it's funny. Professor Gentile was really the main focus for my classes and he was the one that kind of guided us. So he was still very hospitality, but he was more sports. So I basically took everything that he had offered and he really kind of put me on my path. We did internships, we did community service stuff. The two that really stand out would be the Buffalo Sabres that I had worked at for a couple of weeks. And then when I met you, which was the Buffalo Bisons, which was a full summer.
Right.
I mean, I was way over 800 hours, yeah. I believe, after that summer.
First couple of weeks.
Even. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Dr. Pratzel was always so helpful and happy and amazing and around. And I remember St. Vincent Hall was brand new, that whole hotel hospitality thing. So it really was kind of, I was a little bit lost in this mix of hotel and restaurant. But when the sports aspects started coming out, it really set me on this amazing path.
I'm going to go back to something you said earlier, though, too. But you worked at the Kiernan Center. And I tell people, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to find yourself when you're in college, right? And when you're 18, you may not know, right? Mm-hmm. So that gives you, like, you're looking around going, oh, these are jobs that people do in a gym rec center. Like, you don't think about those as jobs, mm-hmm. like as you could run a rec center. That's a real job. And you look around now at all the gyms and fitness centers and the YMCAs, and these are major operations, but people don't think of those as careers. But then you get there and you're working, you're like, oh, this could be a career. And that kind of turned you back towards that, you said, right?
You're right, yeah. You know, I look at my boss, it was only work study. It was a couple hours a week, but John Spanbauer, yeah. And just looking at him and all of the stuff that he was doing, plus the grad assistants, and we were just little workers, you know, giving out equipment and stuff like that. But it just really, I think, sparked my love for that type of an industry, like how many aspects goes into running a fitness system,
right?
Which was really cool. I mean, the lifeguard training, there was just so much that went into it. Plus being on the soccer team and always being in the gym anyways. And then putting on that sports program that I was going through and learning finally about sports law. And not that it was only just for a sports team. Like there was a lot of people in my course that wanted to own a team.
Sure.
And I was not that person, but I didn't know where I wanted to go. I just knew I was interested in it. So, the Kiernan Center was a huge, it was, like I said, it was only work study. It just really, really set me on the path to love working out and love fitness.
Right.
Aside from just playing sports.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And we'll come back. We can come back to the Bisons maybe later. But so your career has been, a lot of it's been around fitness. So talk a little bit about that. You've been a trainer and, we'll get into the stretch stuff too, but tell me about how did you get into then training and and how your career, your education here kind of led you towards some of that, and to have the mindset to be able to say, I can run this business or this operation.
Mm-hmm. So sports management, the concentration, what I finally realized at the end of my 4 years was it was just business with a sports twist. Right. So I was learning how to be a business person and all aspects of that, but within some kind of a sports aspect. And then when I put together, it was also a fitness situation that was a big eye-opening thing too. So you have to remember, this is 2005. Boutique gyms don't exist. There's no spin studios. There's no Pilates.
Right.
Yoga's weird. We were just joining these massive big box gyms, Gold's, World Gym, like that. So that was really the only option. So when I did end up getting that full-time job with the Bisons, I didn't love sitting in a cubicle. I really wanted to be back in the gym industry. And I was thinking, you know, about my days at Kiernan and stuff. So I started studying and became a personal trainer. And then that, I mean, I became a personal trainer in 2007. I was 25 years old. Yeah. And I still hold that certification. Sure. I still love it. It's really just bloomed into so many different things from there.
Right. And then, so that grows, and you were doing training in some boutique places and, you know, spin classes and whatever. But then you got into stretching, and tell me about, you know, the lead to that, and what is it, and who needs it, and then you know, owning your own place.
Sure. Yeah. So, okay, it starts even further back. Can I go further?
Yeah,
back?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's crazy because, like we were talking about before the podcast, your journey is not straight line. It's just all over the place. Right. So when I was working at the Bisons full time, and then I started to be a personal trainer, luckily I still lived with my mother because that's really no way to do it. Just being a part-time trainer in Gold's Gym was tough.
Right.
And especially being this 23-year-old, 25-year-old girl, I had no idea what I was doing for real. But after that, I realized I wasn't really, I guess, giving my full potential. I was thinking about my new degree, and I went on workinsports.com, which the internet's still kind of new.
Sure.
I remember logging on, and I found a job in Florida at the University of Central Florida. I found a couple of them, and I had applied, and my boss who hired me there was awesome. It reminded me of a Buffalo Bisons culture.
Yeah.
There was four of us in the sales department, and we were the only sales team within collegiate sports in all of the country, which was really cool. So I was there for a couple of years. Some family things happened, and I wanted to come back home. So I came home and connected back with people that I knew from Gold's Gym and from World Gym when I was just a trainer. And I got myself into a local gym. Actually, the headquarters was like New England area. And they needed a fitness director, which I remember someone hired me as a trainer, a fitness director. So I was like, sure, I'll do that. So that started my journey of being a boss. Right. And I kind of oversaw all these trainers. I hired them and fired them and trained them and had clients of my own and stuff, and ended up working my way up in 3 years to be the general manager of that gym, which was my huge goal.
Sure, right.
Like, I was just this college student working at Kiernan Center a few years ago, and now here I am, a general manager of this corporate gym. And then things turned there, and I pivoted, and I had met somebody who was a pharmaceutical sales representative, and they were like, you'd be perfect, you're athletic, you're young, you know what's going on. And that was the shoe. And that was really easy to get because the first question they asked me was, what sports did you play in college?
Sure, right.
And I was like, all right, we could do this. Because I think they were looking for, you know, are you competitive with yourself? Are you good with a team?
Right.
So I went to a pharmaceutical company that got sold. And then from there, I was headhunted because I worked there for the publishing company. So I worked with nursing schools. That territory collapsed and it went to like my senior partner who was in my territory. And then I went to a medical software company for a few years. And at that time I was just kind of tired of jumping around. The sales things was tough.
Right.
But because I had already started in sales with the Bisons, it was like a really good fallback.
Sure, right.
So I just kept trying to go with that. And then I didn't want to train again because again, that's when all of the boutique thing started coming up, and I just didn't see myself like in a gym training one-on-one again. So I started to learn how to stretch. So I went up to Toronto and I learned Thai massage. I learned all aspects of stretching that I possibly could before I laid my hands on anybody, because I was stretching people when I was a trainer anyways.
Right.
So,
yeah, yeah.
And you're just lightly bringing people to a different range of motion. And I realized it started helping so many people. And I needed it myself because I was still playing soccer and I had an injury. And I believe it came from my sales jobs where I was going in and out of the car all day long.
Sure.
And I was hinging on my leg. And chiropractor wasn't helping me out. Massage wasn't helping. And I knew I needed to be stretched because we used to get stretched here for our soccer, like our soccer games. So, yeah, that just kind of evolved. And I had all of a sudden such this clientele that I was able to quit my job. I actually had an amazing boss there, too, and let him know what my plans were. And they kept me on for 6 months to train somebody. And, you know, they said, if you ever want to come back, then go for it.
Right.
But I just went off on this tangent of helping athletes. I was even stretching some of the Buffalo Bills, which was really cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then, you know, things just kind of came together. And one of my clients had heard, I told my client about a stretch lab, or a franchise to go to when he was on vacation. He came back and he was like, we want to do this, but we're not going to do it without you. So that's how we bought the franchise and we opened up 2 stretch labs together. We had collectively like 600 members and a bunch of employees. It was awesome.
That's cool. And I know you're not with them anymore, but you're still doing some of that work, you know, on a one-on-one and personal basis. And that's great. So it's interesting to hear the stories, you know, the experience industry and business in general, but experience industry, that's the path a lot of times, right? It's we prep you here at Niagara to try different things, to learn new things, to get a degree where you not just here learn one thing, but you have your mind open to a lot of different opportunities that you can grow and learn and change. And your path is just that, right? I mean, you would probably tell somebody, go ahead, try something, and then go from there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, well, what we said before, the biggest thing is also learning what you don't want to do.
Right.
But, I mean, you can even take it back. It's funny. Sometimes I find myself in life, and I think about Niagara, and I think about even before Niagara why I chose this place. And it's just funny how your paths cross. Like, the people that I knew here that were friends, their brother owned a gym. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I could maybe be a trainer there. And that's kind of, so it's like the people that you meet too, no matter what. And I think every interaction actually means something. So you just have to be open to it.
Right.
Because you never know where it's going to go.
Well, and when you think about, a lot of times people don't, there's a great Steve Jobs speech. It talks about connecting the dots, and you can never connect the dots until you look backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you see how your life unfolded based on those dots and those connections. And I'm sure Niagara, a lot of that is for you is tied to Niagara and then all the opportunity that Niagara, which led you to the Sabres and to the Bisons and then to each place after that, right?
It's so true. Yeah, you're just this child and you're coming into this new place and you're like, cool, who are all these people? I'm terrified, but this is awesome. And then you just try to find your way here and it's like you're just like the stem of a flower and then all of a sudden you graduate and it just like explodes and you don't even realize it explodes and you're just blooming into this brand new person, but you look back and you're like, this is why I do this and this is why I have this. And
yeah, to grow that analogy, it's the gardening and the watering and the feeding and all the other stuff that at some point you're sitting there, when is this thing going to bloom? And then all of a sudden
all of a sudden you're like, it's bloomed. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm here.
And the flower is probably purple too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my favorite color. It's always been.
I on the experience industry. I'm Tom Burns. We're here with Carrie Hans Klauk. Great to have you back on campus. Good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by. I on the experience industry. And what a great path it's been for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Very good.